Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates. But there's no time like the present to give love.
To give love.
And not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference.
Okay, you come in.
There'll always be something. You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be. So why don't you give love?
We're friends.
We've got love.
We're your neighbor.
And we'll
lend a hand.
Lend a
hand.
That's true too.
And I'm their friend too.
Now that's my baby.
And God is our friend.
Yes, he is.
Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to The Reality of the Creator, your blog talk radio show. I am your co-host, Woody Abdul Kareem, and your host is Imam Shahid Shabazz. And we'd like to welcome you to the show, today's show, The Reality of the Creator. The topic is justice. And there's plenty to go on about this topic that Imam Shahid, the host, has picked for today. I would just like to open up with the way Allah, the creator of the world, has chose to open up the Quran. Has chose to open up his book of guidance that he's given us, and that's Surat al-Fatiha. And it goes this way: A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim Sirat al-Ladina An'amta alayhim Ghayril maghdubi alayhim Waladdallin. Alhamdulillah. And this is Surat al-Fatiha, which is the opening surah, or the opening chapter in the Quran. And the meaning is translated as Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All hamd, all praise is to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the Lord of all mankind, humans, jinn, everything that exists, plants, mountains, birds in the sky, fish in the sea, the Lord of everything. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful, the absolutely merciful. Maliki Yawmiddin, the only owner, the Malik, the ruling judge of the day of judgment, of the day of recompense, the ruling judge, meaning he hasn't shared with anybody when the day of judgment is, but Allah is completely in charge of that day. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, you alone we worship. You alone we pray for help, right? Allah is We are dependent on Allah for everything, and Allah is dependent on us for nothing. He doesn't need anything from us, and we need every single thing from Him. Idina sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us to the straight way. Show us the straight way. Show us the straight path. And what path is that? Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. The way of those whom you have bestowed your grace, not the way of those who have earned your anger, or those who have gone astray, or those who are in error. So we want Allah to show us the straight way. We're asking, oh Allah, show us the straight way. But we're very clear. Allah tells us to be very clear on what the straight way is. The way of those that Allah has bestowed His grace on. The way of those that you're pleased with, Allah. Not the way of those people who have angered you, or who have earned your wrath, or who have gone astray. Maybe they had the right information, but for whatever reason, the shaitan has convinced them to go astray. We don't want that way. We want the way that you're pleased with. And then we say Ameen, because that's, you know, those last lines is basically a prayer. We're making dua to Allah that He show us, guide us to your straight path. This is the particular path we want, and this is the path we don't want. Please guide us to that. Ameen. So, alhamdulillah. I'd like to thank everybody for listening and welcome you, of course, again to the reality of the Creator. And today's topic, justice. Imam Shaheed, when he was telling me about the topic, he said a few things. The world is unclean because we have forgotten the Creator. All right. And that we have to change the desires in our hearts to, you know, what the desires of the Creator are. And how that relates to justice and how it relates to us as individuals is, of course, going to be the topic for today. And I'd like to bring on the host of today's show, Imam Shaheed Shabazz. Assalamu alaikum, Aki. Can you hear me?
Yes. Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you loud and clear, Sheikh. How's everything?
Everything is good. I hope it is with you also, my brother.
Alhamdulillah, everything is well, thank Allah.
I like the way you explained the Fatiha. It was so beautiful. So beautiful.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Yes, I would like to greet our beautiful, wonderful listening audience in the beautiful greetings of peace from our Creator, who is the only one can give us peace. One of Allah's names is As-Salam, the peace. So if you want peace, don't look in at Allah's creation for peace. Look at Allah inside your own soul and heart when your own soul and heart is pure. Pure means that you don't desire anything, as the brother said, that goes against the will of Allah, because it will make you unclean. It will make you sinful. It will lead you into evil. That prayer is so beautiful because we ask Allah to protect us from our own evil. So with that said, this greeting means peace be unto you. As-salamu alaykum. As the brother was saying, the topic I chose for today was the world needs justice and purification. See, purification is very important. See, because you know, if you treat me wrong as a human being, Allah, the Creator, He's not going to be pleased with you, and He's not going to purify you. It goes something like this, you know. We are all one human family, and justice means wanting for me the good that you enjoy, not the bad. Justice means that you don't want everything for yourself, but you want to see your brothers and sisters among mankind doing well also. You don't want to see them in distress and despair, and you know you can do something to help change their condition, but you refuse to do it. So this is what this talk is about. I went on to say this world and most people in this world are unclean. Because they have forgot the Creator, Allah. They follow their own evil desires. This is why the world keeps getting more and more evil. And this process will never stop until most people change the false desires of their heart and truly give their hearts at all times in the remembrance of Allah and the purpose Allah created them. This purpose is for humanity to be righteous and pure in heart and soul. Allah created the world for justice and righteousness. And Allah say in his final revelations in the Holy Quran, he will never change the evil in people's life until they first change the evil in their heart. And the only way people can do this, they must be sincere in their desire, as the brother said, to please Allah and show this by living a clean and pure and righteous life. Now, I want you to know you don't have much time to do this because time is fleeting. And Allah say if you die in sin, you know, deliberately sinning against his will, you will be of those who will enter the fire of hell that he prepared for the disbelievers, those that the brothers say who deliberately choose to want to follow their own evil ways and the evil ways of Satan, Shaitan. So with that said, I want to read something here that a great leader, I won't mention his name because all truth is from Allah, but he left us with something so powerful, and I just want to elaborate a little bit on that and before I give away to somebody else. It says here, people, we have lost the dimensions of our responsibility to our Creator. We have lost the area of our responsibilities to our Creator. The area of our responsibility is also universal. It's for all people. This is the big problem of the Muslims today. It is the problem for all the great religions. They have lost their spiritual vision. They have lost clear direction in their lives. They are following traditions, following rituals, and filling their way through religion. When the religion came with Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, so that we can see by the light of Al-Islam how to live this religion rationally. Dear beloved Muslims, a great knowledge is given to us in the Holy Quran to bring our life to conform to what Allah asks of us. It is said in many ways, this knowledge is given or presented in many ways in the Quran. However, the aim is always the same. That is to get us to see the need to make our life complete, to make our life consistent, to make our integrity consistent. The world, as we know, violates its own moral rules and regulations as it moves from one area of life to another. The rule that is established in spiritual matters is violated in matters. The rule that is established in material matters is violated in business matters. If you really understand the religion of this world and what the religion of this world is talking about, we live in America, and thus the religion of this world is Christianity. It says greed, materialism, flesh, materialism, greed is all sinful. It says that this is the world that you should reject. So in the church, there is one mind given. And when you go into business, there is another mind given regarding your attitudes, your moral attitudes towards material development. We are double-minded people. We have double moral standards. We are divided against ourselves internally So how can we be united externally? It is impossible. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah. I'd like to thank everybody for logging in today. You are listening to The Reality of the Creator. Today's topic is justice, alhamdulillah, and how it relates to us in society today. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Ma'am Shahid Shabazz, for those selections that you chose to read. Alhamdulillah. And we all know we may not all know, but Allah says in different areas that this whole thing, this whole life of ours is based on justice, and we will be judged based on how just we are. And, you know, Allah is justice. You know, Allah is just. All his rulings are just. All the pillars, the five pillars of Islam, are all just. So the Shahada, the Shahada is justice. You know, when we say La ilaha illallah, there's no God but Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, that's justice. That is justice. Every single pillar, our Salat is justice. Our Zakat is justice. Fasting is justice. Hajj is justice. And it's so important that everybody has rights in Islam. Everybody has rights in Islam. So no one's rights can be taken. Everybody has rights, and everybody has rights on you. So the poor man has rights, and the rich man has rights. The ruler has rights, and the people he's ruling have rights. You know, the strong person has rights, and the weak person has rights. Everybody has rights, and nobody's rights are allowed to be violated. Right? The husband has rights. The wife has rights. Right? And looking out for everyone's rights is justice in Islam, and that's the platform. You know, that this whole thing is built on. It's built on justice, even to the point where there's hadith that talk about a ram on the day of judgment, a sheep with horns, the ram who takes something from a sheep without horns has to answer for that. So if an animal with the, you know, the stronger animal with the horns takes something from the, you know, the weaker animal without the horns, he has to answer. How then will we have to well, we have to answer for what we do and what we're responsible for. There's a hadith by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The best fighting, the best jihad in the path of Allah is to speak a word of justice to the oppressive ruler." Like, that's the best jihad. People think, "Oh, I'm going to go out and fight for jihad and die and swing my sword and do all of this." The best jihad is speech is in the path of Allah, is a word of justice to an oppressive ruler. So, you know, whoever might be in the White House, if the president says something that's unjust, that's inhumane, and they say to him, despite knowing that they'll lose their job because, you know, he'll probably fire them, and they say, "No, that's incorrect. You shouldn't do that. That's unjust to those people." That is a bigger jihad. That is one of the best jihads based on this hadith. So alhamdulillah for the beautiful topic. And, you know, there's a few guests on, of course. I just want to bring on one that's, like I say, is always, you know, you got an 8-cylinder engine. It needs 8 spark plugs. You can't run on 7. So I always want to introduce sister. I believe this is Sister Isla in that 301 area code. Welcome you again this morning to the show, and it's always wonderful to hear from you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sister Isla, are you there?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, sir. How are you today, beautiful brothers? I'm here to get the most wonderful spiritual teachings of life. Yes, as you said, we have to get some of the right words, the right understanding of life. We have to get the words of life and beauty that teaches us more of our duty. And we align ourselves to see the light again, to see the words that Allah has given to us, that guides us to the right way to live our lives. We have gone astray, and we don't understand that without justice, there is no peace, as the protester says, no justice, no peace. And Allah is justice. And that means that because we have gone astray from Allah and His word and the right way, we have no peace today. So, brothers, I am anxiously sitting and waiting to get the beautiful message that Allah has sent to you to give to us today. So I can stay guided on the straight path and perhaps reach out and touch someone else and help them to guide themselves to the right path.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Sister Isla, for those wonderful, beautiful comments. Alhamdulillah. And we absolutely will await you. We hope that you increase in health, that Allah continues to increase you in health after your setback. And we know I'm just filling in for the beautiful sister. And I want to thank Allah for your statement. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Again, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, The Reality of the Creator. And today's topic that Imam Shabazz has picked for us to discuss is justice and how that relates to us in this world, and how forgetting the Creator is injustice, and going for our own desires is not justice. And we have to straighten out our hearts. Again, I turn it over to you, Imam Shahid Shabazz, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. I want to read or recite some things from the, not things, but some words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the Holy Quran. That is the final revelations that Allah, the Creator of everybody, revealed to His last Prophet Muhammad, special prayers and peace be upon him, to bring us back to the straight path that you spoke of in the beginning, and clearly define the straight path and how Allah has made the straight path easy to follow. But when we go against the straight way of our Creator, life becomes a hell on earth. And I want to just share this with you, the beauty of your Creator. Perchance you might want to reconsider not following your own ways and following the ways, the beautiful ways of your Creator, Sister Isla mentioned. In the Quran here, this is Surah 21. We read, it's Allah say, look at His creation. Allah say, contemplate or think about the unity in His creation and the design and the benevolence of purpose in His creation. Allah say, death must come to everybody, all people. Allah say, but life and faith are not objects of ridicule. We're not supposed to be thinking that we can have faith in Allah and at the same time be telling jokes and, you know, being sarcastic to one another and this type thing. Allah say, His truth will outlast all mockery. Allah say, He calls us because He cares for us. And Allah says, the brother just said, on His judgment seat, He will weigh each of our actions, each of our thoughts, each of our intentions, motives in the heart, great or small, with perfect justice. Allah say, come ye all, reject not His blessed message. And I do want to say this right here. This is short. This is Surah 21, also Ayat 30. Do not the unbelievers see that the heavens and the earth were joined together as one unit of creation before Allah clothed them asunder or separated them? Allah made from water every living thing. Will they not then believe in Allah? And Allah have set on the earth mountains standing firm, lest the earth should shake with us as humans. And Allah have made therein broad highways between mountains for us to pass through, that we as human beings may receive Allah's guidance. He did all these things for us. And Allah have made the heavens as a canopy, well guarded. Yet do those who turn away from the signs of Allah, which these things point to. And these things all point to the mercy of Allah. And they point to Allah, the creator of all of these things. Allah is the one who created the night and the day. Allah is the one who created the sun and the moon, all the celestial bodies in the heavens, swim along all, each in its rounded course. Allah granted not to any human being before thee permanent life here in this world. If then thou shouldest die, would they live permanent, all the human beings? Allah says every soul shall have a taste of death. And Allah says he tests us by evil and by good, by way of trial. Allah said, to him must we all return. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Of course, whenever, Imam, whenever you're reading from the Quran, it's going to be about justice. I mean, alhamdulillah. I mean, the platform of the entire Quran is just... there's no, in just so many places where Allah says he will not be unjust. He will not be unjust. You know, and all we could do is strive for it because we're not perfect. We're human. And, you know, we have to try to be just between each other. But will we ever be perfectly just? Probably not. You know, Allah is, you know, Allah will be perfectly just. You know, he will not treat anyone unjustly because Allah is, you know, perfect. In that way and in every way. So, you know, only Allah is going to give perfect justice. But for us, as long as we try, as long as we give our best effort to be just, then Allah will be just to us. And if we're not, then we can't expect justice from the creator of the heavens and the earth, who promises to be just. You know, we hope for his mercy, because if he was just to us now, there's many places where it says if it came down right now and Allah gave us everybody what they deserve, you know, none of us would make it. None of us would make
That's
it.
That's right.
That's a scary thought, Imam. It's a very, you know, scary thought. None of us would make it. So in our trying to be just to each other, we might achieve some of Allah's mercy. So even though we're not deserving of paradise, because what on this earth could we possibly do to deserve to live in paradise forever? I mean, you know, we couldn't worship Allah enough. We couldn't be good enough to deserve paradise forever. So all we could hope for is Allah's mercy. And then if we get it, if by his grace we are allowed his mercy, then we can get paradise, which is a gift that we don't deserve. And if it was just, alhamdulillah. So... I just wanted to say that, and there's several, you know, callers from all different area codes. Just want to, you know, give you a chance to say what's your name and where you're calling from, and see if you have a comment. And if not, that's totally fine. You don't have to say anything if you don't want, but we prefer you just say your name and where you're calling from, and then, you know, we'll go on with the show, of course. So first, I just wanted to check the area code 336, local North Carolina number, and that phone number ends with 3189. Wanted to ask you, what's your name and where you're calling from? Caller, are you there? Your phone number ends with 3189, North Carolina caller. Okay.
They just like to listen, brother.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And we definitely thank them for listening. Just, you know, giving you the opportunity to say something if you wanted to, if you had a comment. And today's topic, of course, we're listening to the Reality of the Creator blog talk show. And today's topic is justice. Today's topic is justice and how that relates to us here on this earth, and what Allah's plans, what Allah says about justice, and how it relates to us. There's a caller from the 919 area code. Their phone number ends with 2678. Just wanted to give you a chance to say what's your name and where you're calling from, and if you have any, you know, any comments or questions that you want to put forth, please do. Now is the time. 919 area code, phone number ends with 2678. Assalamu alaikum. What's your name and where you calling from? Okay, just listening. That's totally fine. But we definitely thank you for listening. And of course, if you have a comment or if you want to make a comment, you could just hit the number one on your keyboard, on your phone, and it'll light up on the desk here, and we can see if you have a question. But right now, I'm just calling on you, even if you don't have a question. So if you just like to listen, you definitely don't have to comment. There's a few calls in that 313. I think that's that Detroit area code, Michigan area code. If you have a comment, 1273, your phone number ends in. If you'd like to say what's your name or where you're calling from. No? Okay. Again, thank you for listening. And there's another 313, just to be fair, 1960. If you want to say what's your name or where you're calling from, if you have any comments today. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. And I'll just try one more before we go back to the topic. And this call is from the 804 area code. This number ends with 5610. If you'd like to say your name and where you're calling from, we'd like to thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum. Number ends with 5610.
That's a okay. Listener.
That's a listener. Okay. Okay. Alhamdulillah. There's a lot of folks that just regularly listen, but sometimes I don't have my notes from last week, so I may pick on you even though you haven't raised your hand. But again, we definitely thank you for listening. And thank you for tuning in to the reality of the Creator every Sunday. I just wanted to say one thing, Imam Shabazz, that it's Islamic for us to fight for justice. You know, it's Islamic for us absolutely to stand out for justice and stand against injustice, whether it's against us or against somebody else. You know, there's places, there's hadith that say, where the Prophet said, and even the Sahaba didn't understand it, where he told his companions to stand against injustice, even if it's the person being treated unjustly, or if the person treating him unjustly, or if you're the person treating them unjustly. And the Sahaba, the companion said, well, shucks, we understand how to help somebody if they're being treated unjustly. You know, a lot of people know how to defend somebody who's, you know, being bullied or being taken advantage of or not given their rights for whatever reason. Maybe they're poor and nobody's giving them food or whatever the situation. But he said, how do you help somebody who's oppressing somebody? How do you help them? The Prophet told him, you have to speak to them about being just. If they're the oppressor, even if it's the oppressor, if that's your right-hand man and you see him or her mistreating or being unjust to whoever, their husband, their wife, their children, the people who work for them, the people who they work for, either way, you have to speak out against it. That speaks mount volumes. I know some people say we shouldn't protest and, we shouldn't march and things like that, but we have to stand for justice and stand against injustice because that's the Islamic way of doing things. And the Imam could definitely speak to that. And I spoke to Imam Khalid, the Imam at the Masjid in Moortown there, and he said, in his opinion, and which I think is the right one, was when Islam first took hold in Mecca, when the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, was given Islam and given some rules on Islam, and he presented it in Mecca, you know, the people were very harsh against him because he was saying, one God, one God, one God. And there was 200 plus idols in the Kaaba, in the house of Allah that was built by Abraham, by Ibrahim and Ishaq and Ishmael, that was built by, you know, the first house of worship that was built. There were idols, hundreds of idols in there. And the Prophet was here saying, no, there's only one God. There's not hundreds of gods. There's only one. So that was bad for business. And And when the prophet said that, he was treated very harshly, to the point where they wanted to injure him or kill him or injure anybody who followed the messenger, only because he said there's only one God. And the prophet asked Allah to give me one of the two Umars. And that was either Umar ibn al-Khattab, who was a very powerful, strong head of state in Mecca. And the other one was Abu Jahl, whose name was also Umar. And Allah blessed Islam with Umar. And once Umar ibn al-Khattab became Muslim, he wanted to tell everybody. He wasn't scared of anybody. He was a big, strong, warrior-type person. And he hosted the first march. He said, let's march through Mecca and let everybody know that we're on La ilaha illallah, Muhammad al-Rasulullah. And they marched and, fights broke out. And the imam said that was the first march, where people stood out, alhamdulillah, and stood out and said, La ilaha illallah. They were going out and protesting 200 fake gods when there's only one God in truth that deserves worship or that's worthy of worship, alhamdulillah. And I just wanted to make that point that we have to stand out for justice and stand against injustice, whether it's against us or against somebody else, or whether we're the oppressor or our people are the oppressor, or whether we're the people being oppressed. Justice is justice. I just wanted to say that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And I'm bringing you back in, inshallah, Imam Shabazz. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I greatly appreciate you explaining what justice is. Because Almighty Allah say in the Quran, and I, 46 years now, I've been striving to practice Islam the way Allah and His Prophet Muhammad revealed in the Quran, Allah's last revelation. And Allah do say, stand out for justice if it's against yourself, your closest friend. The rulers, Allah says, stand up for justice. And without justice, like Sister Issa said, there can be no peace. Because, see, what justice is really is this. Justice, in the word justice, you can hear just and you can hear us. But, see, justice is not just us. Meaning no particular group of people. Justice is for all. Allah said He created justice, that the whole world and everything in His creation, as the brother said earlier, for justice and righteousness. So justice is very important in terms of any individual. You can say you're atheist, but you don't even believe in a creator. But the fact that you was blessed to wake up this morning, that was justice for you. The Creator was having justice on you. So even if you're a bad or good person, the Creator still have justice on you. He still is most merciful on you, and He's just on you. So why wouldn't you want to serve a Creator who's just, and He wants justice for us? You don't want justice just for the rich or the poor. He wants justice for all. And He said He created all people equally for His justice. Not some just them and not the others. And in that surah in the Quran, Allah says He created us as nations, people, and tribes that we might get what? To know each other and not to hate each other. So He letting you know that too. He wants us to be kind to each other. Justice means, one for your brother, the good that you want for yourself. This is the same great leader that may his soul rest in peace until the day of judgment. Allah bless his soul, rest in peace. I'm reading some excerpts from his talk. And Brother Abdul Kareem gave me the papers. I just wanted to say that, brother. And I was a great leader. He said, dear believers, sometimes I don't feel like talking to you this way because most of you are doubters. And it is not justice to give precious knowledge to doubters. It is not justice that is not right, you see. But if you understand this, you will understand how yourself as a person is a type of great prophet. And Allah has not sent us leaders that we can't follow, because the leaders that Allah sent has represent what is inherent in us, that's already in our nature, or inborn in us, or innate in us. So Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, represents the consistency, the logic that connects them all. Also, it is in us. How do we know this? Again, Allah tells Prophet Muhammad, say to them, I'm a flesh and blood mortal like you. This must be established. Why? It must be established very clearly. Why? It is because the Christians slipped. They went astray. They made a mistake in trying to study academic research, the scripture. For 300 years, the Christian scholars engaged intensive study of the scripture, and they made a mistake. They slipped from the real course, and they came up with that idea. They gave the majority, they gave the people who supported the idea a divine prophet, Jesus, not a mortal human being like us. They gave support to that divine prophet against what Allah had instructed them through Prophet Esau, Jesus, peace be upon him, the prophet, the Messiah. So they went astray from the proper knowledge of Allah. And in going astray, they gave the concept of Jesus a divine being. They made the prophet Jesus a divine being, like a god, you see, a member in the Trinity, three Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. To correct this, Prophet Muhammad comes not only to correct that, but to show the unity of the prophethood, the unity of mankind, the unity of the prophethood, and the unity of the creator, of the God, Allah, to show it for all time. Therefore, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is clearly defined in the Holy Quran as a flesh and blood mortal human like all of us, not a God. God is not a flesh and blood mortal like us human beings. And there is nothing like unto Allah, like our brother Abdul Karim said, in the heavens or the earth. And that goes for all the prophets, because he say, Allah say, the prophets are brothers. And if any of them has a strange concept, then all of them did. So we'll stop right there. We hope you meditate and think on that, what was just said. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah. You are listening to The Reality of the Creator, a blog talk show. And today's topic, as you can tell, unless you just logged in, is justice. And it's the reality of what we were created upon. And what Allah expects from us, and how if we forget our Creator, we are unjust. We are unjust. If we just follow our own desires, we are not following justice. And, you know, you could use many examples, but I'm in the auto business, so I would use an example. If I lent you my car and didn't give you any other instructions, you just said you wanted to use my car, and I said, okay, go ahead and you could use it for the day, you know, bring it back, you know, this afternoon, you know, 5-6 o'clock. And you went and took care of, you know, picked up your laundry, went to get your groceries, you know, put gas in it when you came back. You'd be considered just. even if I didn't give you any instructions, but you'd be doing justice to me. If you went out and took my car and just started drag racing down the street, doing donuts around the corner, used my car to go rob a bank, come back and give me my car with the hood, smoke coming out from under the hood and the tires hot from you peeling tires, right? I think anybody with common sense would say that's not justice. You know, you were unjust. You were unfair to me. I did you a favor, and you know, my children might have more specific rules because they live in my house. So I might give them more specific rules. Hey, you clean your room. Hey, you go out back and you cut that grass. Hey, you go down and you do the dishes. Hey, you know, you vacuum the carpet or something like that. Then if they didn't follow my instructions, that wouldn't be just because I'm their dad. And I pay the bills. I do what I have to do on my part. So if I give you rules as my children and you're still young and you're not emancipated and that sort of thing, you should follow my rules or you're not doing justice. So we as human beings, we as slaves of Allah, we who were created by Allah, by the creator of the heavens and the earth, it's important for us to know our creator so that we can be just to the creator. Because if I don't know what the creator wants or know my creator, I can't just say I'm being just to the creator. I might be doing donuts in the parking lot with a car that you let me, because I like doing donuts. I like driving fast, doing 90, and I don't want to put gas back in the tank after I burn out all your gas on your car that you lent me. But if I know my creator and I know that he has rules for me and he says, do this, don't do that, then I know if I do this, I'm being just to my creator because he gave me everything I need to survive. He gave me the sun to keep me warm during the day, and he gave me the water to drink when I get thirsty, and he gave me plants to eat when I get hungry, and he gave me animals to help me carry my heavy loads back and forth up the hills, and a horse to ride on if I want to go across town and visit my brother or my sister. Allah gave me all of that. So to be just, I would have to know my creator so that I know what he said do and what he said don't do. So justice is la ilaha illallah. It's following the Quran. I'd have to follow the Quran. And if I don't understand what's in the Quran, to understand correctly what's in the Quran, I'm going to look at the messenger that he sent me. Rasulullah, peace and blessings be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah, showed us. So if I read Quran and I want to understand it correctly, I can look at what the prophet, how he understood it and how he said this verse was to be applied. So that way I could be just. So if Allah said pray 5 times a day and I only want to pray once a day or once a week for that matter, I know that that's not just. So I know I have to ask forgiveness for that because I've fallen short of justice. If I tell my son, have that grass cut by the time I get home from work, and I come home and the grass is not cut, he has to say, hey, Pop, hey, listen, it started to rain, or I got caught up with my homework, or this or that happened. I'll get to that grass tomorrow. He got to make some amends, or else he's not being just to me. He didn't do what I asked him to do. So we can't, you know, just not claim ignorance. We can't just claim ignorance and say, you know, I didn't pray because I didn't know I had to pray, or I didn't do what Allah wanted me because I didn't know Allah didn't want me to do this. Okay? That's our own ignorance. Somebody who wants to say, well, you know, I don't follow Islam, I don't follow this religion, I don't follow that religion, but you sit at home looking at porn all day because you didn't know on your computer or whatever. You didn't know? Did you feel like something might have been wrong with that? Did you feel like there might have been, like maybe God might not be happy with what you're doing? That feeling alone should make you go look for the truth. It should force you to go to the Quran or go to your holy book, your text, to find out if Allah was pleased with that or displeased with that. So we can't just go by our own, which the Imam says all the time, when you go by your own desires, you go by your own opinions, you go by your own, you know, this is my own, we call them nafs in Islam. You know, you go by your own, your nafs, your own desires. I feel this is good. So I could just, you know, do whatever I want. This is the way I get money. You know, I say that for my guys when I go to the county jail. I talk to them regularly. Oh, this is my hustle, so it's fair. I'm not hurting anybody. Yeah, there's a million drug dealers out there who think they're not hurting anybody because they buy people turkeys on Thanksgiving with all their doggone drug money, okay? Just because you think that's justice doesn't mean that Allah is accepting that deed as justice. You know, you need to go to your books and you need to see what your Lord thinks about this. And then
that's right.
When you follow, that's right. Alhamdulillah. When you follow your Lord, then you're following justice. If you just made it up and you're pulling it out of your hat, it may be just, it may not. You don't know. And if you're going to base your salvation on, I just didn't know, good luck with that, right? I'm going to base my salvation on, I just don't know. I'm going to go to Germany where they drive on the opposite side of the road. I'm going to just follow the American rules of driving. I'm going to just jump on the highway and go down the left side as fast as I want. And they're going in the opposite direction over there. I'll get killed, right? I need to follow the, I'm in that country. I need to find out what the rules are for myself so I can do justice to the other people on the road. If I want to kill myself, I'll go jump off a mountain. Why am I going to kill somebody else by going head on with them down the highway 90 miles an hour because I didn't want to read the rules because I didn't want to find out what was expected of me. Alhamdulillah. So I get long-winded sometimes, Imam. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. I want to let you know you're listening to the reality of the Creator. And today's topic is justice. And in a world where there might be a lot of injustice going on, how we are still expected to be just and how justice affects us as the creation of Allah and how our desires can affect the outcome because our desires aren't always in line with justice. So I'm your co-host, Abdul Kareem. Your host is Imam Shahid Shabazz, and I wanted to turn it back over to the host, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. That's all right, brother. As far as being long-winded, long as you're getting the message clearly out to the people about justice, because Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth, he created the heavens and the earth. The foundation Allah created the heavens and the earth upon is justice. It's justice. He said he created the heavens and the earth for just ends and for a term appointed, meaning everything he created in the heavens and the earth one day going to pass away too. And I want to just say this briefly, and this is so simple, as you make your statement so simple, brother Kareem. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, he said, Allah, our creator of all people, said that each individual person, human being, when they do bad, they're doing something evil, if they feel bad about that evil they're doing, and they want to change, they change, they stop. And he said they're doing some good, and they feel good about the good they're doing, and so they continue to do good. He said, when you've got that type of attitude, then you know you're a true believer. And it's a section in the Quran where Allah say, we as individual human beings, as you just said, when we are going against what our Creator say, the one we're doing injustice to first is ourselves. And then it's a section that say, and I've been unjust to myself. So people, when you are doing what you want to do and not following the will of your creator, you're being unjust to yourself. So don't talk about Donald Trump, the president. Don't talk about nobody else. Let's look at our own life. Like Michael Jackson said, if we want to start with justice, let's start with the man in the mirror. Look in the mirror at yourself and ask yourself, am I being just to myself or am I being unjust to myself? Because after all, on the day of judgment, Almighty Allah, the Creator, going to judge you based upon justice in your personal life. Was you just in your personal life? Then he's going to go on to see was you just in the other aspects of life that he has given us to follow. I want to read some little from a little pamphlet here I have, and it won't take long, and bear with me, patient, if you will. I appreciate it. This says on the pamphlet, the purpose of Allah's revelation, to believe in one true God, and your God is one God. There is no God but He, the most gracious, the most merciful. This is the Quran, the second surah, 163 verse. The most important topic mentioned throughout the Holy Quran is the belief in one true God. God informs us that he has no partner, no son, no equal, and that none has the right to be worshipped except him alone. Nothing is comparable to Allah, the God, the Creator, and none of his creation resembles him. The Quran also rejects the notion of attributing human qualities and limitations to Allah. And the next thing is say here, I want to just read quickly. It says to remind us of the Day of Judgment. It says this noble, honorable book, the Quran, reminds us that everyone will taste death and will be held accountable for all their actions and sins. We shall, Allah will set up scales of justice for the Day of Judgment so that not a soul will be dealt with unjustly in the least. And the last one is to fulfill the intended way of life. Importantly, the Quran teaches that the purpose of life is to worship Allah alone and live one's life according to the way of life prescribed by Allah. In Islam, worship is a comprehensive term that includes all actions and sayings, whether private or public, that Allah loves and is pleased with. Therefore, by doing what Allah commands, a Muslim is worshiping Allah and fulfilling his or her purpose in life. The following examples of worship from the Quran are given in the Quran of how we are, as the brother said, to worship Allah correctly. And also, you can't leave out his life, Prophet Muhammad, because as he said, he was, Allah saying, he said he was a human being. So we can't say, well, we don't have no human example. We don't know no one that we can follow their example and know what the Creator wants us to do or don't want us to do. Yes, we do. Because Prophet Muhammad, our prayers and peace be upon him, represents all the prophets and all the messengers of Allah. Peace be upon them all. And they all taught the Quran. The revelation that they brought is in the Holy Quran. So the Holy Quran is the only just book that a human being can get in the world today to guide them on the straight path, the path to lead them back to the way of their Creator and the just life that he created for them and for all human beings. With that said, I say assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. I thank you for those verses, Imam Shabazz. You are listening to The Reality of the Creator. I am your co-host, Abdul Kareem, and today's topic, if you're just tuning in, is justice, is justice. And we definitely thank you for listening. And if you have any comments, please hit the one button on your keypad, and you'll come up that you have a question. You know, there's a few things I just jotted down while you were saying those things. And, you know, we can't be perfectly just. We could try, but we're going to fall short, which is why we all, every human breathing, living creature, needs Allah's mercy. Because we're going to fall short of being just, because none of us can be perfectly just to our spouses, to our children, to our neighbors, to our Lord. We could only try our very best, but we probably are not going to be, you know, perfect at it. So it's so important. Only Allah is perfect. So because of our efforts to try to be just, to try to worship perfectly, to try to be just to our the people that we that have rights over us, like those I just mentioned, you know, our children, our spouses, our neighbors, they all have rights on us. And we have to do justice to those rights. I can't be here if my neighbors, I can't be here having a rock party in my backyard every night and my neighbors are trying to sleep and I'm playing loud music till 3-4 o'clock in the morning. That would be unjust to my neighbors. I can't ride down the street with one of these sound systems that shake the house, that shake five cars next to you, at, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning when people are trying to sleep. That would be unjust to the rest of society.
That's right.
Right? So I have to watch my behavior so that I'm not unjust to other people. It's not unjust to me. I might like my bass loud and my music loud and shaking the concrete when I'm driving, but that's injustice if it's the wee hours of the morning and the rest of the world is trying to get some sleep. That would be unjust. And there's millions of ways that I could be unjust that I have to be conscious of. But when I'm being unjust to Allah, it would come from knowledge. And for us, that's why Ramadan is so important for people who are Muslim, for the believers in Islam. We have to go through that Quran. It's not a one and done thing. You know, we're supposed to read that Quran regularly. And if not, at least the whole thing through the month of Ramadan, try to read it, because you're going to, you know, with any book, you know, if you just read it once, after a while, you get into a rhythm and you think you know it all, and you done forgot more than you know, you know. So every year we're enlightened to read, and every year you think you didn't never read that verse before in your life. This verse has been here all this time. Yeah, you read it 50 times before, but Allah's shown it to you in a different way today than He showed it to you last year, than He showed it to you when you read it before 3 years ago. So we're encouraged to continue to go back. It's like, you know, like your phone, you have a number on speed dial long enough, you might forget that number. It's just, you know, you hit number one and a person's name shows up. So you just hit their name in your phone and you know, you forget the number. After a few years, somebody asks you, hey, man, what's, you know, what's your boy Abdul Fulan? What's his phone number? I don't know, but you just called him. Yeah, his name just shows up on speed dial. I just go to his name and hit it. We're responsible for reading the Quran regularly. Because, you know, this it's called boom in Islam, that's putting something in the wrong place, putting in a place that it doesn't belong. You're putting something in the wrong place, and justice is putting something in the right place, putting thing where it belongs, how it's supposed to be done. So this boom, we don't want to do it against Allah, and even if we're trying not to do it, we're not going to be perfect. So we go back to Quran regularly. We go back to the hadith. We go back to the understanding that the prophet had. So we could, you know, really be on the right path of trying our best. Because if you have the wrong address, no matter how good the directions you have, you're not going to end up at the right place because you have the
That's
wrong
right.
address. Right? So you could punch it into your GPS. You could get the good old-fashioned map and draw the lines and left here, right here. If you got the wrong address, you're not going to end up at the right place because you have the wrong address, so it doesn't matter how hard you try. Whereas if you have the correct address, can you get there perfectly? Maybe not. Traffic light, you know, stuck car one way, left turn, right turn, wrong turn here, wrong turn there. You know, as men, we never admit when we make a wrong turn. So we might go in the wrong direction for a long time, you know, but that's even if we have the correct address, but at least maybe there's a chance we'll end up at the right place. We might just be a little late, especially if it's me.
That's right.
Right. But if you have the wrong address, you're not going to run. So it's important to know what the Creator wants specifically, because it's indeed, it's available in detail. Our prophet was
that's
the
right.
most followed man on the planet in history. So we, in detail, we know what we're supposed to do. Pray five times, fast during Ramadan, try to make Hajj, pay some zakat, how much zakat. Those details are there, but we're going to still fall short of perfecting them. So we're still going to need Allah's mercy because paradise is such a big reward. It's not like it's such a big thing. We're never going to earn it perfectly. So at least knowing, you know, that's why we refresh ourselves on the Quran. And you know, after 25, whatever, doing this thing, I'm still so far, but you just realize how far you are from, you know, being good or being correct or being accurate. You know, you just realize how far you are. So, you know, you have more work to do, and it's a humbling thing. But this justice that the Imam chose as a topic today, it's important for us when we're treating other people justly. It's important for us to stand against injustice, whether we're the person doing it or receiving it, and it's important for us to be just to our Lord and our Creator. And I think everybody could understand the creator, the person who gave us the air to breathe and the water to drink and the plants to eat and the cow to carry the heavy loads to give us milk and the, you know, and everything, the bees to pollinate the flowers, you know, to grow the plants and all of these things that Allah created in justice that are undeniable, you know, that this can't be a coincidence, you know, that an atheist would have to be the most unjust person on the planet, right? You'd have to have no justice in your system because you're saying that all this just happened from, you know, a big explosion. So even though you could be a nice person and you could be nice to your neighbor and you could do all of that, how are you going to get reward from your Lord if you don't acknowledge your Lord? You don't acknowledge the creator, you know, of the heaven and earth. So justice is a big deal in Islam, right? A kid that lives under your roof and, you know, never acknowledges you, you know, that you'd be doing injustice. Right? Justice is what the foundation of our creation is. Justice is a big deal to Allah, and that's the reason why the Imam chose the topic, to know that we have to be just and fight against injustice. So again, you're listening to the reality of the Creator. I'm Abdul Kareem, your co-host, and your host is Imam Shahid Shabazz. And today's topic, if you just tuned in, is justice and our responsibility towards that. So I'm going to turn it back over to the Imam, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, brother. What I want to read to you all, it won't be long, but the main thing is that we want to get clear proof to your heart, to your mind, and your soul, so that you will know, no matter how evil has dominated in the world, in the life of most people, you will know the way to come away from that evil back to the light and the guidance of Almighty Allah and save your soul from the destruction that will never end in after you die and you're resurrected and your judgment is hell fire. That will never end. You will burn. You will burn forever in the fire of hell. This topic says, what is the Quran? A lot of people don't know what the Holy Quran is. The Quran is the word of Allah. The Quran is the literal word of Allah. The Almighty Allah in Arabic now. That is the word of Allah. The Quran, the Arabic of the Quran, not just the Arabic language. Allah revealed his words in Arabic in the Quran to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, through the angel Jibreel. Peace be upon the angel Jibreel. The revelation of the book is from Allah, Allah say, the Quran, the Almighty, the All-Wise. And the Quran is guidance for mankind. The Quran is a guide for mankind. And the Quran is the book, Allah say, that distinguishes between right and wrong. Allah says the Quran provides direction to help mankind judge between right and wrong, without which people would surely be in loss. The final revelation. The Quran is the last scripture revealed by Almighty Allah, Almighty God Allah, and confirming what little truth remains in parts of previous scriptures, and refuting and correcting fabrications and additions which have crept into current day version of such scriptures. O you who have been given the scripture, believe in what Allah has revealed, confirming what is already with you, what your prophets brought to you. How was the Quran revealed? The Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and exists only in the language in which the Quran was revealed, Arabic. However, the translation and meaning of the Quran is available in many languages. The Quran was not sent down as a complete book in one revelation. Rather, the revelation of the Quran its completion was over a period of 23 years. For this reason, it is essential to know in what circumstances the verses of the Quran were revealed in order to have a proper understanding of the Quran. Otherwise, the teaching of the Quran could be misunderstood. We're about finished. It says preservation of the Quran. The Quran is the only religious text or book that has been in circulation for a lengthy period and yet remains as pure as the day the Quran was revealed. Nothing has been added, removed, modified from Quran since the Quran's revelation over 1,400 years ago. Not only has the Quran been preserved in its written form, but also in the hearts of human beings, men and women and children. Today, billions of people have memorized, millions of people have memorized the Quran cover to cover. Scientific miracles. The Quran does not contradict modern science, but rather supports modern science. One of the most remarkable aspects about the Quran is that the Quran contains verses which accurately describes natural phenomena in different fields such as embroidery and many other fields. Astrology, geology, scientists have found its descriptions incredibly accurate for a book dating back the 7th century. Assalamu alaikum. I just wanted to share that with you about the Quran because, like the brother said, the car out there I have, I'll just use that briefly. The steering wheel locked on me the other day. And by me not being patient, I was trying to unlock it. I couldn't unlock it. Then I asked my neighbor to come out there, and he came out, and he unlocked it. So what is my point? My point is this, that everything Allah created, he created in an order. And if it's out of that order, it will not work. It will not work. So if our life is out of order with the will of our Creator, our life will not work. We will go wrong. That's just like us trying to put a left shoe on the right foot, and we walking down the street like that. People are going to look at us like a fool. And after a while, your feet going to start hurting, and you go think about, you go look at them shoes, and you go, you might, if you're a person that got any God in you at all, consciousness, you might take the right shoe and put on the right foot and the left shoe and put on the left foot. But you got to have a conscious that there's a higher power above you, that you are not in control. And Allah say the reason all this evil we see going on right now, he say it's not because of Donald Trump. Allah says because most human beings look at themselves and think of themselves as being self-sufficient. Like, what self-sufficient means? I don't need nobody. I got this here, like the brother was saying. I can do this. I. It ain't no such a thing in the words of Allah's I. For a human being, it's we and us. Allah clearly says this in the Quran over and over again so we can understand that united we stand in truth and justice, and divided we will fall, people. So in Washington, D.C., lots of black young men recently have been killed by white police officers and just white men. And in you know, horrible ways, one man got killed, black man, the cop had his knee on his neck and just pushed it so hard it just pushed all the breath out of the man. He died on the spot, really. And in Washington, D.C., I'm very proud of them. Learning the White House there, you could see none but blacks, especially black young men, but blacks saying Black Lives Matter. But I do want to say this to you African-Americans in particular, and this is justice. You can't talk about the injustice that white people, a so-called white government, is doing to you when you're being unjust to yourself. Like the brother said, you're selling drugs to your people. You're beating on your women. You're making billions of dollars making songs calling your women B-I-C-T-H's, you know, and whores and all of that. So in order to talk about the injustice that Caucasians or so-called whites are doing to you, African-Americans or black people around the world, you have to start being just to each other. And another aspect of what I'm saying, I know we're about through, if you don't have self-respect, you're not going to get respect from anybody. You got to give respect if you want to get respect. So I just wanted to mention that, brother. I don't know how much time we're looking at for the remainder of the program, but that's a form of, big form of justice right there, too.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. You definitely have enough a few minutes if you wanted to open that door, but for sure that's a door that we could open up real wide and talk about justice in that form also, because as a community we suffer greatly from that. You know, we're looking for justice outside, other people to treat us just, and meanwhile, you know, you got daughters under your roof and wives under your roof and sisters under your roof and mothers under your roof, and you call them every name in the book so that you could make a few dollars on an album. You know, so yeah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. You are listening to The Reality of the Creator. Today's show is on justice, and that was just Imam Shahid Shabazz, and you know, alhamdulillah. I mean, you could play that through every generation. You could have played that with, you just said, Imam, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. You know, you going out, you making all your money selling drugs or whatever it is, blight on the community, and, you know, you're looking for justice. You know, you don't want to be wrongly accused, you know. You know, alhamdulillah, justice, I would think, starts at home. It starts on yourself.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You need to be just to other people. You need to treat people just. You need to give your creator justice. And then,
that's right.
You know, and then you're not in control of if other people want to try to treat you unjust. But of course, you're going to speak out against it. And there's a hadith, and I don't have the exact words, but definitely the meaning of it. Where the Prophet ﷺ said, you know, when you see injustice, you should change it with your hands if you're capable. If you're capable. So let's put it in the context of those police officers that were assisting in the murder of that man while he's laying on the ground there, because they weren't kneeling on his throat, but they were holding down his legs or holding down his arms or whatever. And they felt, one of them supposedly felt the man's pulse, checked it 3 minutes later, and he didn't feel a pulse, and then he didn't check it again, and he let the man stay on his neck for another 3 minutes after he didn't feel a pulse. Okay, you see injustice, and you don't change it with your hands when you're easily capable of just telling that officer, hey, get off this man's throat, I don't feel a pulse. You're going to just sit there like a fool? Yeah, you complicit, you go to jail with him. The next level, if you can't change it with your hands, you speak on it. You say something.
That's right.
Right. You can't push him off his throat. You say, hey, get off this man's throat. You know, I don't feel
right.
A pulse. You say it. So if you can't change it with your hands because you're weak for whatever reason, then you speak out against it. And if you're too
weak
to speak out against it, you hate it in your heart. And that's the weakest form. You hate it in your chest. You say, astaghfirullah, which is, you know, when a Muslim asks for forgiveness in Arabic, he'll say, astaghfirullah, you hate it in your heart, you know, and that's
right.
Happened a lot of times. I talked to my young guys in the county. You might be with a crew or with people, and you know they're doing something unjust, but you can't just leave right now. You can't just change. You might say, tomorrow, I'm not going back to this. I'm going to change my life right after this, but right there, you in the mix, you hate it with your heart. And that's the weakest form of faith, but at least it's a form of faith. But, and it's sometimes with this, with us watching what's happening on TV hundreds of miles away, it might be all that we could do.
That's right.
Right? But if we could speak out against it, that's better. And if you could put your hand out and change it physically, that's even better than that. That's even better.
That's
than
right.
That. Alhamdulillah. So I wanted to just, we have about 10 minutes left. There is a verse in Quran that I just wanted to read if we have a minute. And then Imam, I'll definitely turn it over to you so we could close with, whatever surah or however you want to close with the prayer. But there's a verse in the Quran where Allah says, he says to the Prophet Muhammad, and this is in Surah Al-Imran, verse 64. And one of the translations of the meaning is that the messengers, that Allah says, say, and he's talking to Muhammad, say, O people of the scriptures, come to a word that is just between us and you, that we worship none but Allah alone, and that we associate no partners with him, and that none of us shall take others as lords besides Allah. Then if they turn away from that, say, bear witness that we are Muslim. So like, in other words, Allah is saying that this is for Muslims, Christians, Jews, all the Abrahamic monotheistic faiths, that we could come to a word that is just, a just word between all of us, all of these Abrahamic faiths, is that we worship none but Allah alone, and that we associate no partners with him, with Allah, none, and that we don't take any other lords besides Allah, as a God besides Allah. And that's something that we could all agree on. And if somebody turns away from that, then we bear witness that we're Muslim. Alhamdulillah, we're Muslim. But that is a word that we should all be able to come to agreement on. And knowing what the Creator says is just and what the Creator says is unjust is incumbent upon all of us, and something that we should make the most effort. It's the probably the most noble effort that we could make is finding out what our Creator considers just and what he considers unjust. Because like the Imam said, you want to, make your money selling albums, dissing every woman that whose womb you came out of, and you think that's just because you put the Thanksgiving turkey on the table. If Allah doesn't agree with you, then you're going to have a price to pay for that. You think it's just, doing whatever you're doing. If Allah agrees with you, alhamdulillah, that's good for you. But if he doesn't, you're going to have to answer for that. So again, we're listening to the radio show, The Reality of the Creator. We have about 5 minutes left. Our topic today, if you didn't notice, is justice. We'd like to thank everybody for listening, and I want to turn it over to Imam Shahid Shabazz. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much, brother. With these 5 minutes, I would like to say a prayer. First of all, I would like to bring some clarity to all the people that say they are Muslims. I know you know, Brother Imam, and I'm not correcting you because you don't need to be corrected, but I'm just adding more on to this. Some people think that Muslims are supposed to only pray 5 times a day because we go through the rituals of prayer. But Allah says after we pray those 5 rituals during the day from sunrise to sunset and before we go retire, go to sleep at night, Allah says remember him at other times also. And I want to say that, emphasize that to Muslims, because Allah also say if you pray 5 times a day and then you get up and you go do wrong, you forget Allah, you go right back to selling drugs. Because I'm just going to mention this briefly. I hope I got enough time. When I was in Baltimore, Maryland, some years back, this young fellow used to sell drugs right down the street from the masjid. And when Jummah prayer came in, he would put on a long robe and come to prayer and make prayer and go right back down there after prayer and sell drugs again. That's injustice. You don't pray with the Creator like that. You don't pray with the Creator like that, do you? Will burn in the hell fire. Right here, I want to say this is the prayer. To be just, Allah say, O you who believe, stand firm for justice as witnesses to Allah, even against yourselves, your parents, or your close relatives, and whether it be against rich or poor. And Allah say, to be patient, and be patient, for indeed Allah does not allow to be lost the reward of those who do good. to do good, Allah has promised to those who believe and do good deeds that they shall have forgiveness and a mighty reward. And we ask Allah in my conclusion in this prayer to forgive us if we said anything that was not in accord, in agreement with the will of our Creator Allah in the Holy Quran. And we ask Allah to protect us from our own selves and the injustice of any in the world, all the governments of the world, and ourselves by not obeying our Creator. That's the biggest injustice first. So with that said, I want to say thank you, our listening audience, again. We hope you will join us each Sunday at the same time, 12 o'clock noon. And we thank Allah for our co-host, Brother Abdul Kareem. He's doing a wonderful job since he filled in for our other main co-host, Sister Isla Abdullah of Washington, D.C., whom we pray for. And Allah is really blessing her to come around, and we thank Allah for her. She's a wonderful co-host also. And we pray for all of us that are weak, that Allah will give us the strength. As the brother said, when we sin injustice, first, fight it with our action. That means with your hands. I tell my neighbors all the time, I see somebody trying to break in your car, and especially the ladies, I see somebody trying to hurt y'all, I ain't going to ask no questions. I'm going to attack the perpetrator with my hands and my feet. I know martial art too. So I'm going to use that and everything at my disposal, a weapon, any kind of weapon, to bring that unjust person down to where they can't do injustice to my neighbors no more. And with that said, I close by saying, assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you all. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum, ameen.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. We thank you all for tuning in to the reality of the Creator. Today's topic was justice. It will be available on the Blog Talk website probably by tonight. And we hope you tune in next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May Allah's peace be on everybody. Alhamdulillah.
One who would enjoy the ride. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfilled all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and gave done. There were many roads and obstacles and pain along the way, but you never went astray. You only grew brighter every day. Humble and patient, strong and kind. When looking your eyes, then one can see a message of love and harmony, respect from the world community. So many leaders hold you high, denouncing all hate and bigotry. Example of what a good man should be. No vanity cheating. Yes, you are the star that lights the sky. So many been touched and blessed by you along the way. And we only hope and pray that you